What's good? What's good? We are back. Another live from Fednam Friday. I'm the one and only Paul Masson, and I'm joined by one and only Mr. J.
What's good? What's good? What's good?
How you doing tonight, Mr. J?
I'm good. I'm good.
Appreciate everybody that's tuned in right now on the Instagram. Somebody just gave us a like. Too Raw, appreciate you all, as always, for tuning in. So we got another special guest, as always, on Fridays. This guy's an MC, comedian, and is he a producer too as well? Host, MC, comedian, living and working out of Bull City, Durham, North Carolina. He came on earlier, and he's already funny as hell, I could tell you that much. He already had us laughing. Let's bring him on, the one and only Bishop Omega.
Yeah, what's popping with y'all, man? Nah, we equals. Don't fucking put me all big. Don't do that shit. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? I don't know how y'all do these other guests, but I'm one of you guys. I don't podcast it too. What's going on, Paul? What's going on, Mr. J? How y'all feeling, man?
All right. We good, man. How you feeling?
Man, I'm good. I ain't made a beat in my life. I could shoot, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not a producer of nothing. You know what I'm saying? I produce. I talk shit. That's what I do. If that's producing, then that's all I do.
Well, let's start with the name. How'd you come up with the name?
So, you know, us gentlemen that were born in the early 80s, late 70s and stuff like that were Wu-Tang fans and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I have a trash ass whack name, like a rap name. It was trash. It was Funkadelic was my rap name. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, I have to change that because that's not going to work. So listen to Wu and Raekwon said the Swift Chancellor, Rock a White Gold Tarantula. I was like, ooh, the Chancellor would be a dope name or whatever. But then the Chancellor had too many letters and I was like, man, I ain't spelling all that. So it went, what's close to a chancellor? Bishop. Boom, Bishop. I need a last name. You know what I'm saying? You just can't be Bishop out here, just out here. So boom. Oh, I happen to be watching X-Men was on Omega Red episode. Oh, Bishop Omega. Boom, put that joint together. And that's pretty much how it happened. Like all in like, I think I made the name up about 30 minutes.
I almost thought it could have been church related because when I was Googling Bishop Omega music, a lot of church stuff was popping up.
Yeah, that other nigga was trash or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He'd be popping up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, shout out to Pastor Bishop Omega. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We pop up at the same time. I Google myself sometimes. So we like neck and neck. He be trying to shadow ban me though.
So you born and raised out of Durham?
Nah, from Philly. I moved down here and I'm 95. So Philly, but absolutely Bull City is home. I've been down here since I was 15. So yeah, I mean, I've been down here for a minute. Bull City is absolutely the home and where I rep right now.
Yeah, Philly, that makes sense, man, because your music, it's tougher than you look. Not trying to be funny enough, but it's...
My voice too big for my body.
Like you put a lot of bass in your voice, man. Like, yo, this shit is real, real tough, man. I didn't really expect your music to be that tough. I thought it was gonna be like more intellectual or something. I don't know.
Nah, man. I'm a duality, man. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those cats. I'm one of those cats that, you know what I'm saying, I don't fight because I know how to fight type of situations. So yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of my music is gained toward, like, because I'm aggressive, you know. That's why, like, if you know me, I play rough with my friends, you know what I'm saying? I talk junk or whatever, but that was my style. My rap style growing up was always that. So, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of hard to move past that joint or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah. Yeah, that's basically what it was, man. I like good old punch you in the face rap music, blunt force me drama too. Music. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
So it's like, you know, I do it, you know what I'm saying? And I hope nobody, you know, so I'm a peaceful guy. I've got kids. I'm in my 40s, man. Y'all stay off me, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to have to put these damn hands on y'all. You know what I'm saying? beat you the fuck up because you want to listen to my weird saying. I don't want to do that. You know. Go ahead.
Speaking of your music, man, how do you mm-hmm. you know, come up with some of the concepts for what you're doing? You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about it, man. Because I had a 15-year break in music, man. This is all the stuff that I sent y'all is just recent stuff, right? Because I was with y'all know Hiram and Bip Web, you know what I'm saying, and all that. So I was in a group with him called Mass Confusion, and then I moved over to Earth Movers or whatever, and I stopped rapping around about maybe 25, 26, because the ageism part hit me. It's like, oh, I'm getting too old to rap or whatever. And then I start telling jokes and people start paying me to do it. And I was like, oh shit, this is where to be. This is where the money is. Let's motherfucker make people laugh or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Cause like Paul, you're not scared of me. Like, yo, I come through, like get your little ass out the way. I can fight though. Man. Believe me. I'm a thug. So you know what I'm saying? It's like, I look, because at this point in time, it's like, yo, you got it. I gotta show him. So I'm not going to jail just because y'all don't want my rap music. Forget it. But so my man's he was doing it. He's always been doing it. So he's like, yo, Bishop, get back in the booth, man. And so it's one of those things where I don't write. So I don't write anymore. So I do this right here. I go in there and I see what the beat does, and whatever comes to my head, that's what I go with. And then we kind of build it up off that. So yeah. So anything that you hear on, if you like it, that's everything's off the top of the head. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, of course, if I flub up something, we'll bring it back, play it, you know. So we'll piece it together and everything. Like, I'm not Jay-Z in any stretch of the imagination. I'm not going there just like, yeah, that's 16. I'm not, you know, we're gonna be in there for 2 hours. Yeah, right. We're gonna be in there for 2 hours, right? but I enjoy that. I enjoy that because my performance comes off better. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I write for other people. Like, if I have to put pen to pad, I'll write for other people like I have been, you know what I'm saying, all my life. So
do you think it's a kind of a similar creative process as far as like comedy and writing bars?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, honestly, because you got set up in punchline, you know what I'm saying? Similes, metaphors, you gotta have that brain for that. Like, it's a certain brain you have to have for comedy and, you know, and rap too. But as far as putting together the concept, like when you write a joke, it's almost exactly like writing a bar, because you have to come in by, all right, if you're doing a song, you like, I'm doing a song for this, and you have a concept for the song. It's like a conceptual song and a joke are almost the same writing, the same part of your brain that at least for me. Right. So it's like, okay, where do I want to go with this? Okay. That's where I went with it. Now let's fit the funny in. Right. Cause you know what I mean? You know, y'all MCs, y'all know what it is. You're like, yo, I want to, at the end of the day, I want to say this. You might start with that. You might start with your last line. You know what I'm saying? About, oh, this right here, fire. Now I got to build the song around so I could get right to this point right here. You know what I'm saying? So I get to my fire bar, and then, you know what I'm saying, we'll go on that. So it's kind of the same thing. It's like premise, like, okay. And then it's saying it different, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's only so many raps that me and Paul could talk about selling crack and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now we got to move into gluten-free crack now, because it's healthy now. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get that shit.
The organic crack.
Right. Chocolate with vitamin C and shit. You know what I mean?
Sprinkle some parsley in here.
Yeah. If you sprinkle some parsley in that crack, then you're going to send them to the moon. Y'all might be back in business again. You know what I mean? Y'all get out there.
Let me ask you this. Being that you... So, are you doing any live performances as an artist, music wise?
Nah, I don't want to get on stage.
Okay.
I don't want to be like, man, when I say this right here, this rap shit for real for me is therapy. And it's one of those things I got tired of doing. Like, this Mr. J, no, he know me for years. I'm tired of people, like, it's a gap. It's like I said, I took so much time off. So it was like, excuse me. I took so much time off that it was like, it's a gap of cats that know I can rap, and then the cats that only know me from comedy and hosting, right? So it's a generation. So it's like, I'm tired of going like, nah, no, Jay know I can rap. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, Bishop can rap. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because he's been there when my 19, 20 years old. So I did that to kind of say, all right, let's put up and shut up. Let these cats know I can still do it. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking shit about being a rapper for so long. Let me go ahead and put it on. And it really is one of those situations where I hope people enjoy it. If you like it, cool. I'm not trying to be in your way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know what I mean? And it's not that because I'm ages or anything like that. It's just that I don't want to perform. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like remembering shit. I don't want to do this.
You don't have like a red like man right moment.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying. We'd be the perfect team, Paul. We're like, are y'all ever running? We could be the new Run That Jewels. We stay at home. Stay at home. You know what I'm saying? That's our rep. Yeah. What y'all do? We never going on tour. That's our new record.
So are you now on the comedy? Are you only doing paid joints or do you still do open mics at all?
So I still open okay. mic. You know what I'm saying? Like that, I'm getting back into it again. Took a gap in comedy for a minute because I was doing a podcast. And if y'all don't know, me and Kazi had Intelligently Ratchet. We had that podcast going on for like 6 years or whatever. We just wrapped it up. But Intelligently Ratchet kind of took off and it was like, hey, come host these shows. Come be here. And that's what happened there. But I still open mic because you have to as a comedian. Yeah. You can't like, and even as any artist about you that you, if you care about your artistry, open mics are still the places to be, to network and work on your shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the wrong time is to be on a show when, you know what I'm saying, I'm coming out to Greensboro and you know what I'm saying, the last thing y'all want me to do is start working on shit and y'all to pay $20 to see me. Like, nah, we ain't doing that shit. Like, get your stuff together. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and kind of sharpen your skill and everything like so. Absolutely open mic. You know what I'm saying? And it's good to be around other comedians too, because that's what you get. You know what I'm saying? And other like, and as if you're an MC or a singer, it's good to go to open mics because you're around your peers. So you see what they do and you see where they're going right and what you like and what you're going wrong. And it kind of like that still sharper still.
Well, there's one, like, I go to the open mics at the White Rabbit here in Fayetteville a lot. I don't know if you know Ryan Minton, he hosts it. But there's a female comic that from Durham that comes a lot. I want to ask if you're familiar with her, Crystal Moe.
Crystal Moe. I've heard of Crystal Moe.
Crystal motherfucking Moe.
Nah, I haven't seen her stuff yet, but you know what I'm saying? But I've heard of her. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because is there... like they got like politics down here. I'll be hearing too. Y'all got like a lot of politics with the comedians in Durham too.
So I'm gonna tell you this right here. When I was doing when I started doing comedy, I wasn't getting booked like that, right? So what I did was this right here, because I've always been fucked to politics, right?
Yeah.
I did my own show. I got with two of my homeboys, and I did my Why Be Normal tour, and I just. You know, you got a couple word of mouth. Hey, y'all come out. All three of us is pretty popular cats. So it's like, you know, you ask your coworkers and all that stuff and the show looked good. And then I got comedians. So, hey, y'all come out, come. And I got an eclectic bag of comedians, white comedians, female comedians, gay, you know what I mean? Whatever I could put on one show. So that way. It was like a bag, a trail mix of comedy, right? So you got everything you wanted, you know what I'm saying, on the show. And then when I did that, the comedians start coming to me. Then I start being it because then they realize like, oh shit, Bishop throws a mean show. And then I get paid $50, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, so it's like, you know, and the cats used to walk, it used to trip me out though, for real, P. It used to trip me out because cats would actually get off their set, stay the whole show. Rock the whole show, and then by all right, Bishop, I'm like, no, yo, chill. We got to give you money. Nah, it's all good. Like, no, we want to give you your money. Like, stop. I want the experience. Like, word. So it's like this. And a lot of times, people say politics and shit like that. Normally, it's because they whack. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know how to network and everything like that. It's not politics, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I walk in any show I want to, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to know me. It's like, I just follow the rules. Everybody got their own rules. Like, I don't come on y'all podcast doing what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, sit in the back 5 minutes. All right, I'll shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it, but that's kind of what it is. It's like, it's really no politics. As long as you are good, if you're good enough and you're funny enough, or if you're good enough, there's no politics. People come get you. And then if they don't like what you're doing, make your own shit up. You know what I'm saying? You can do your own open mic. It's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? Do your own shows. It's easy.
You feel like it's easier to kind of get into the venues than when you started? Like, you know, as far as like putting things together?
So, I mean, honestly, so it really like, and that's when, and again, I might've had to cheat code a little bit, right? Because, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you, like, I've already built up through hosting and all, because I did comedy last. It was like emceeing, hosting, then comedy, right? So me being an MC, me being a host for shows and all that stuff, puts me in the bag with you guys. You know what I'm saying? You guys, I know you guys for 5, 10 years or whatever. I've already built relationships. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, I can come to Paul and be like, yeah, Paul, I know you do a rap joint. Can you know the owner of this spot? Can they do that? Paul, like, yeah, I'll throw you in. You make, I fuck with you, Bishop. Oh, you doing comedy now? Yeah, I'll fuck with your dream a little bit because I built these relationships, right? So with me or whatever, I've already had like 10, 5, 10, 15 years of relationships with people. So when it was time for me to walk in certain buildings and all that stuff, either I've already hosted there before. And again, you know what I'm saying? I host funny. So it's like, you do comedy too. Shit, let's go ahead and let Bishop come through. You know what I mean? Because if I make you laugh, that's another thing. That's the jewel right there. Because people don't remember what you say; they remember how you made them feel, right? You know what I'm saying? And it's like this. Like I just hosted Mr. J's. It was last year, right? We just hosted the Underground Experience. It's like this. He might not remember nothing I said that night. But one thing he do remember, yo, Bishop killed that shit hosting. You know what I'm saying? I made him feel like his shit was a success off of what I said. He laughed. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with him. Boom, boom. We might not have hit all the right spots or anything like that. But again, I'm there, right? So it's like, so remember what you, how you say, how you treat people, how you make them feel, and you'll be successful through all that. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of on what I would say on that.
How you feel about roast, and are you a good roaster?
Come on, man. You got to, yo, so, Paul, you got to go. Are you a tall man, Paul? How tall are you?
I'm like 5'4", man.
Okay, cool, cool.
I'm like Mobb Deep height.
You're a short king, too.
Yeah.
But I'm going on all the tall, because not a lot of people got tall jokes. So I've been roasting tall people for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, so if you're above 6'3", I'm going to say it right now. If you're above 6'3", you got a little bit of dinosaur in your family somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You out here, you too tall. You out here using up more resources than you need. You long-footed. All the lotion and stuff is gone because you got so much area skin. That's why they got bad skin, Paul. That's why they got bad skin, them tall people. Because they skin so stretched out. You know what I'm saying? And all the moisture is stretched out of them. You know what I'm saying? The long ankles.
Yeah, I went to a roast recently, man, and I ended up getting roasted in the back, man. I ain't gonna lie, though. It was funny, man. Like, dude called me the wigger. He's like, what he said? He said, I appeal to everybody except the wiggers. We got one here tonight. My man Paul. So I went with it. I threw my hand out. He's like, he's the only 50-year-old something that loves hip hop as much as he does. And then he says something like, but he has to because they're the only people that give him change outside and half of a Newport. But he's a great guy. I was just like, yo, man, he got me, man. It made me feel like I was doing something right, though. Like,
yeah,
you know, like cats acknowledge that I'm putting in work. Even though I wasn't a comedian, I got roasted. I felt the comedian friend that got roasted, basically.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's what I'm sorry. My wife had to come through the back because I locked the front door. You know what I'm saying? She had to break in the house. Messing around with y'all niggas, you know? Oh, man. Nah, but nah. But back to you were saying, like, the beautiful thing about roasting, right? It's like you have to have a good sense of humor about yourself, right?
Yeah.
Because I was in a roast one time, and this goes on forever. Like, homeboy was like, "Yo, coming to the." I was on a dais, so I was a roaster, so I get roasted too. He was like, "Yo, coming to the stage, the black Seth Rogen," and I was like, from then on, I was like, you know what? I do like the black Seth Rogen, and I just ran with it. So it's like, you know what I mean? So again, man, like roasting is because that's what we did as a young boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, growing up in Philly and stuff like that, yo, you had to be able to rank and bust on cats or whatever. You know what I'm saying? People, moms draw pictures and all that stuff. So yeah, I've been doing that since I was like 7, 8 years old. So it's second nature, man. It's fun. It's fun. It's really fun when somebody get mad though. I like when I get you, like when you like, ooh, mm-hmm. Like, and I also like this too. I like getting to the point because I'm one of those machine gun type roasters. So it's like when I start getting you, like you could get me. Oh. But then once I get you and I still get you, and then you stop having stuff to say. Oh yeah, that's when I. Oh man, you better be good. I like to shut down a night.
Did you used to be at the local 506 back in the days when Kazi was hosting that?
Absolutely. Kazi gave my true story about that, right? Mike Mondays. One night I came in, right, on Mike Mondays, and I was trying to show off because I had a little joint with me or whatever. And I was like, yeah, Kazi, man, when you gonna let me host this joint? He's like, oh, you want to host? And just gave me the mic. Wow. So and left. And he was like, yo, bitch, I'm going to host for the rest of the night. Like, oh, shit. So I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, you got any, like, shorty? She's like, nah, go ahead and do what you do, right? So I host it for the rest of the night. Unbeknownst to me, later on, like I said, when we started doing the podcast together, his wife was his girlfriend at the time. And she had just hit a deer that same night, and he was trying to scramble to get to her. So I came in, right? He said, oh, you want a host here? Oh,
there you go.
Boom. Now I could go see my girl to just hit a deer. And he said, they pulled up. He was like, I pulled up on that. And he was like, the deer had cut an artery in her glass. So it all poured on her. So she looked like Carrie. She looked like Carrie. Like the dude from across the street was like pouring gallons of water on her to get the blood off of her. He was freaking out. So I'm kind of responsible for their marriage and shit like that too. Because I'm gonna say this right here, because if you think about it, if you were still hosting the open mic, if you still hosting Mike Mondays, he wouldn't be there. You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't have been there to save you. So yeah, I think I'm a part of, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to me.
So the best wedding gift you could have gave anybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they weren't even married then. They, you know what I'm saying? So that might have catalyzed their relationship. You know what I mean? They might have been on the house. They might have been on the house on that, man. So, but yeah, Mike Mondays was dope. Mm-hmm. And Sunday Night Sessions. We did we wrapped back around in Chapel Hill and did Sunday Night Sessions a couple of years after that. And that was a pretty pretty big, dope open mic too that brought a lot of cats out.
So as far as the other hosting gigs, you know, mm-hmm. Give us a rundown of some of the other hosting gigs and things you've kind of been involved in, some of the experiences you've had.
Oh man, I've done festivals. Festivals now are the big joints. I've done Article Festival. I've done, of course, Beats and Bars. I'm a part of the inner circle of Beats and Bars. Shrimp and Grits with OC from NC. I've done that festival. You know what I'm saying? What else? Raleigh World Festival, whatever. I did year two of that. And then a lot of every other guys that want to put out like showcases and all that. Like I've probably done like a couple thousand shows or whatever. Like if you know what I'm saying, no bullshit and close to like, I have to be close to like 1500 shows under my belt, real talk. you know what I'm saying, over the years and everything like that. And that's not talk about my YB Normal tours. This is all music stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? But the experience of the hosting, man, I can tell you this right here. When we're doing Sunday night sessions, I remember when I got my hosting niche, right? Because it was just pretty much like, hey, everybody, coming to the stage is such and such. You know what I'm saying? And I remember one night I was like, yo, coming to the stage and cats wasn't clapping. And it didn't sit right with me, right? It didn't sit right with me. So I told the DJ to turn the music off. Turn the music off. Turn the lights up. And I got on the subwoofer. And I was like, yo, raise your hands if you sign right now. Nobody raised. I said, nobody better raise their hands. I was like, because you know what? Signed niggas don't perform in spots where they're going to make sandwiches on Monday morning.
That's real talk.
Let's talk about, let's be real who you really are right now. I said, I see some of y'all in here. Y'all, I was like, yo, the crazy thing about this, I was like, some of y'all pop tags for this.
Yeah.
To come out here on Sunday to pay to perform two songs. You pop. I said, this is your Oscars. This is your Grammys. You won't, some of you won't make it out of here. You won't. This is the antipode. This is the zenith of your career. Not because you're not that good. It's because you're not that good. And I was like, I'm going to tell y'all this right here. We all a brotherhood in here. Everybody's working on this stuff. I'm working on hosts and I'm doing this right here. I said, but the next motherfucker to come up here that don't clap and then get on stage, you better be the best thing since sliced bread. You better be the best thing since sliced bread. And when I said that, I meant it. And then about two more cats after that, you know what I'm saying? I was like, clap your hands. But I scared the room. Old MC such and such. I got my chain out the back of the source. You know what I'm saying? The diamond chain out the back of the source. You know what I'm saying? Little Fugazi Air Force Ones off the internet. Jordan cats. You know what I'm saying? All right, come up here. And then he was trash. And I said, yo, that was trash. Everything about your performance was trash. And here are the five reasons why. And gave him five reasons. So mad. When I say I was so mad. And then once Cat seen me do that, that changed the whole atmosphere, right? It changed the whole atmosphere. It changed my hosting joint because now I'm realizing like, nah, I don't have to cater to you motherfuckers. I'm the king of this shit. So anytime I host something, even though it might be your, you might hire me, but guess what? Once I step in the door and you give me the mic, it's now controlled and operated by Bishop Omega, and we gonna do what I want to do, right? And then that has given me a difference or something that nobody else can do, right? And to control the room, you know what I mean? To control everything that's going on and just be a leader of it. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of cats like that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what that taught me, man. So there's no other Bishop Omega on the East Coast. So you go ahead and try to find one.
So let me ask you this, comedy. Is there any subject or topic you won't like talk about in comedy?
Nope. Mm-mm. Like I have to find it funny, right? I have to find humor in it. But it's like I don't think comedians should be pigeonholed, right? It's because and this is why I say that. What's offensive to you is not offensive to the next person, right? Boom. You might not like Jesus jokes, right? But if I tell a Jesus joke, if I tell a black man, white man, Chinese joke, I tell the difference between men and women joke, and I tell a dead baby joke, right? Some of those situations is not gonna work, right? For you, right? You know what I'm saying? Hey, it might not be the good time for you. You know what I'm saying? You know, shoot, you might got kicked out of church last week or whatever. I don't want to hear nothing about Jesus right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know that. But you done laughed at my black man, white man joke. You done laughed at my man versus woman joke. And you laughed at the baby joke. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this. So I tell people like, yo, you can't, don't get offended. Don't get offended. Yeah, some shit is just not tasteful. But hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't know you. I didn't write this joke thinking of Paul. Like I didn't write, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I didn't say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I can't write that because Because Paul Masson might be mad at me. Man, fuck Paul. Here, you gonna take this. You know what I'm saying? But not even that. And what, you know what I'm saying? So, but you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I don't care about your feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I've heard of comedians saying, like, if they go to a bar and they know, like, the owner or the bartenders are, like, gay or something, they won't do no gay jokes or anything of that nature. They'll just stay away from it.
That's kind of like the relationship that you have, right?
Yeah.
But again, but if I know my peoples or whatever, and again, it's like they're it's the joke that you tell, right?
Yeah.
Some gay jokes are funny, right? Some gay jokes are mean. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it depends on the type of heart that you're doing it in, and the type of style of comedy that you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Because again, please understand this right here. As comedians, and as good comedians, right? I understand I'm being tone deaf. I understand I have, because what I have to do is whatever subject you give me that I tell a joke on to get the funny, I have to understand both aspects of this situation. Right. If I'm going to do politics, I have to understand a little bit of both sides of what to find which side is funny. You know what I'm saying? So if I tell a joke of politics one night, I'm Republican. I might be a starch Trump supporter because the joke on Biden is funnier than my Trump joke.
Yeah.
And then vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's kind of like you got to understand both sides of the story to write a good joke about it. And that's what I think about it. So, yeah, we being tone deaf on good. Like Dave Chappelle is a perfect example. I understand y'all gonna be mad at me. I wrote this joke with this in mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm not not being mean. I'm being a comedian. That's what I'm doing. And these are some great questions, man. Y'all must do this a lot, man.
Well, I mean, we've been doing a lot of interviews now, man. We've been banging out interviews every Friday. I've been doing bare knuckle interviews as well. So, I mean, I think in the last week, I done did 8 or 9 interviews. The last 2 weeks, 8 or 9 interviews in the last 2 weeks.
That's what's up. Man, give yourself a hand, man. Hug yourself right now, Paul. Right. Hug yourself. Look at you. 8 or 9 interviews. You out here. Look at that. Look at that, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, and y'all make sure y'all give Paul his own pack of cigarettes so he ain't got a bum off y'all. You know what I mean? He out here fucking working hard out here, you know what I'm saying? Shoot. Nah, man, because it's like this, because I know one thing about it though. It's like, because when you do interviews, you gotta be, some cats aren't interesting, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta kind of pull the interview, you know what I'm saying? It's like, congratulations and commend, you know what I'm saying, to you. Mr. J, he don't do shit.
This is definitely one of the more interesting interviews we've had. It definitely is. It's definitely more entertaining. Up, you know. I don't think we laughed this much.
No, because Everybody's too serious. They're like, yeah, I just want to talk about my record on a knowledge bone. You know what I mean? Shut up, nigga. You know what I mean? You rap words together.
Yo, the mathematics to the science to the... Like, okay. Yo, you know people don't even know the definition of what you just said, right?
Right.
They got to pull out the Webster Dictionary. Like, what the fuck did you just say?
What did you just say? Right. Like, keep it simple, stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man.
Meanwhile, somebody in the back is asking for their DoorDash order.
Right.
Where's my DoorDash? Where's my
DoorDash? Oh, man. Shit, man. That's dope, man. That's dope. Nah, man. I appreciate this, man. Yo, for real. Like, it's good to be on the other side. It's good to be on the other side of being interviewed, man. So I appreciate this, man.
So you got any up and coming shows?
Actually, I got one tomorrow, man. I got I'm hosting I'm terrible about plugging stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not a social media guy. Hold on. Oh shoot, I was supposed to can I share this on is this on Facebook? I've been talking to y'all. We've been on live for 30 seconds. But whatever. Send it to me. I'm gonna put it on Facebook later on. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
Right. Everywhere.
Add another question too, because you know, Jay sent me this thing, and the last thing he sent, it said, and he likes pineapples on his pizza and sugar on his grits. What's this pineapples on pizza thing? Is it people just don't like pineapple on pizzas?
Man, people do. You like pineapple? Have you ever had a Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah, pineapple on pizza is good. Yeah.
It's good, right? It's people out here that don't, that think it's disgusting.
Yeah. I like Hawaiian pizza. You know what I'm saying? It's got to like have the ham with it.
Yeah, it got to have the ham with it.
Yeah, you know.
It can't be a pineapple on by itself.
No, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be some meat on the piece of pause. You know, yeah. Not even pause. I'm too old to pause. You know what I'm saying? I got. I'm not pausing. What am I pausing for? You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna pause. Shoot, like if I say meat and the first thing you think about is pee pee, then it's not my problem. It's your problem. You know what I'm saying? You know. Pausing for what? I'm. You but, know what I'm
okay, now shit. Sugar on grits. I ain't never done that, man. One. Is that the thing?
Put some butter. Little sugar, because you had the savory, right? You've had savory grits, you know what I'm saying, with the cheese and all that.
Yeah.
Sugar on grits, boy, change your life. It's like cream of wheat. Remember, you ever had cream of wheat before?
I don't know that I've actually had cream of wheat.
I do sugar on cream of wheat. I don't know about sugar on grits.
Hold on, Paul. You are a white American man. You know what I'm saying? Never had cream of wheat.
Yeah.
You must. Maybe yeah,
my
you
mom,
know.
My mom might have gave it to me when I was a kid, but I ain't never ate it. Since.
This man, Paul is living the black experience. Y'all hear me, yo? Paul bumming cigarettes. Ain't never had cream of wheat. His tags probably bad on his car right now. Paul, your man was right, Paul. Your man was right. Oh man. But the show coming up, the plug is Therapy Session, man. My homegirl Maisha is doing it. It's going to be tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the North Star Church of Arts on Gear Street in Durham or whatever. So, yeah, come out, man. It's not a church no more. It was a church, but it's a church of arts now. So, you know, I mean, come out, a family affair, whatever, rock out with us. I'll be the host. It's going to be 4 hours of good, wholesome fun for all the friends
say,
and family.
I thought you were about to say it was a church, but now it's a strip club. Usually it goes the other way.
Yo, listen. That's wild. That's wild. I don't think I can go to a church. I don't think I feel comfortable going to a church, a strip club that used to be a church.
That'd be crazy.
Cause you know, motherfuckers ain't gonna clean it out all the way. You know what I'm saying? It's still gonna like have like the head of angels in the side. You know what I'm saying? Coming to the stage, diamond. You know what I'm saying? Next to the stained glass window with one of the apostles doing this. You know the apostle look. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man, you ain't gonna get me with that shit. Nope. I feel like them dollars. That's a one-way ticket to hell. It's like kicking a bag of puppies and going to that strip club that used to be a church.
Oh, man.
That's on the list.
Damn.
Let me go in and put it.
Kicking a bag of puppies.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Mr. Jack, we've been waiting for you. In front of the line, bro. You want that VIP section? Well, you got this VIP section in the 80s. Like, going to the strip club. They probably got some good chicken though. You know that chicken in that strip club gonna be anointed, boy. Ooh wee. Oh man.
All right. Well, before we let you go, man, anything you want to shout out?
Man, like listen, yeah, man. Make sure y'all listen to my homeboy Samps on WXDU 88.7 Durham tonight. You know what I'm saying? He's not asking me to do it. It's just that he plays dope hip hop and always has local artists and everything like that. Hit DJ Samps up. Send him your stuff. Make sure it's clean. Shout out to my, you know what I mean, my peoples all around me that know me. Everybody that supported me, that continuously keeps me busy hosting and everything like that. Shout out to you guys for having me out on this joint because I wouldn't be cool if y'all wasn't cool, man. So I appreciate y'all for having me out, man. I mean, that's about it, man. Follow me on IG, THEE Bishop Omega. On Facebook is Kareem, K-A-R-I-M. Put Bishop Omega in. You'll find me in that joint, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to my kids, man. You know what I'm saying? My wife, man. And yeah, that's it. My brother's somewhere out there. You know what I'm saying? Doing black op shit. You know what I'm saying? So y'all watch how you talk to me. You know what I'm saying? The drones will come over your house. You know what I'm saying? We connected deep like that. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know you're going. That's why I talk that tough stuff on my music.
Yeah, my favorite joint is the Genius joint, actually.
The Genius, man. I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that joint is really, really tough. That's why I was like, yo, this dude rap hard, yo. Like this,
yeah.
And that's I'm the same way. Mobb Deep Infamous is my favorite album of all time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I prefer the harder shit. I don't want to be, I mean, intellectual hip hop's cool and all, but I just want that hard shit. Like you said, to punch you in the mouth shit. And I'm definitely gonna try tomorrow when I eat some eggs and toast. I'm gonna make some grits and I'm gonna throw some sugar on it. I gotta do butter and sugar, right? A lot of how much sugar though? Just like a spoonful,
to taste. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
like
what I mean?
A little spoonful.
Right. So I would say this right here. Get you, dog, because I don't want you to waste a whole pot of grits.
Yeah.
Make you some plain grits. Don't put nothing in it. Then get yourself a little side bowl. Maybe even a shot glass. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even a shot glass. A little sugar in a joint. A little butter. Pop that right here. Pinky up. Hit it back. Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Just a bit of grit shots.
Little grit shot. You know what I'm saying? Hit a grit shot. You know what I'm saying? Jay, give him my number. You call me tomorrow. Text me after you have it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a conversation about it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Get you a little grit shot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, yo. Yo, if you come to the Ville, man, you need if we need to try to get you down here at the White Rabbit or something in the Ville, man.
Hey, nah, man, let me know. Give me the information, yeah, and I'll try to make it down.
Yeah, and there's some comedians down here been doing a lot of other shows. I don't know if you'd like me to link you up with them, and maybe y'all could help each other out and stuff.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah, I ain't gonna give you no money off, no finance fee, nothing like that, Paul. So,
Because
you look like you're going about, yeah, man, I'm Bishop, me and Bishop been close, man, from like the last 19. I'm his manager. $45,000. And then I'm like, yo, Paul, how much they pay me? $300? Like,
I actually used to do celebrity bookings. I got Kazi a show, Big Shots one time, man, but no, that business is so shady. I don't even want no parts of it, man. Like booking artists for shows and stuff. I don't want no parts of the show business.
Hey, B, I wouldn't, like, if nothing told me anything about that I didn't want to do that, was that what happened in Durham with the Monica situation or whatever. Oh, right? Yeah. And so I know some of the partners behind you or whatever. I was like, yo, I know homeboy that was, you know what I'm saying? Well, he's a stand-up guy, right? Because I spoke to him. I'm like, people, like you said, it's a shady business, and you dealing with four different booking agents, and they ain't talking to each other. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
well, that was the same thing with Boosie too, though. Mm-hmm. The Boosie show in Arkansas. You see where he was shit talking Arkansas?
Mm-mm, no, what happened?
Yeah, because it's something bad went with the show, and there was like three or four show promoters involved in the show, and a homeboy that does the Dizzle with us, Little Rock Obama out of Arkansas, had all the guys on there, and they just. It was just a big argument about it. It was just like, you know, everybody, they don't have their P's and Q's, man, you know,
right.
With these shows, man. They try to put their eggs in one basket, and sometimes that stuff don't work out, man.
Mm-hmm. And then they be charging cats. Also, artists, too. Can I another card? Hey, man, stop paying to perform, bro. Stop. Stop doing that shit. Don't stop. Stop paying to perform. Stop. Stop. Y'all paying these enormous prices of fucking put that shit into your marketing. Yeah. If you're gonna pay $300 to perform, go shoot you a video. Go to your local joint and pay for the venue yourself. Exactly. Stop, because these cats, because a lot of these cats, because it's like this. How many times have you paid to perform and ain't nobody call you back? Like, stop. Don't pay to perform. Stop it. No, unless it's, I don't care if it's HBO. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be the best look. I don't mind you performing for free. Perform free all day. Hey, you want to get, hey, that's fine. But stop paying these cats to perform, because what they doing is this right here. It's that shit that Paul's talking about. They putting all the eggs in a basket. They're getting that 20, like Boosie charge them 40,000. They get their little 20 up, and then they use the rest of y'all money to try to pay the rest of the artists, right? And then when it go wrong, boom.
Yeah.
Now you don't have a
show to go out, and you ain't even performing.
Exactly. Stop it. Don't do that. Unless it's Paul.
Yeah, unless it's me, because we've actually got artists on some big shows before, like right. Chris Brown at Phoenix Suns Arena or something like that, where you know it's going to sell out 15,000, 20,000. That's the shows that we always try. And plus, a lot of these artists, they just do one show, and that, you can't do it like that. You gotta, if you're gonna do it, you gotta do like the Tech N9ne route. You gotta get multiple shows with like a big artist. Because we got an artist out of Fayetteville that be getting on some tours, like the Fredro Bang tour and the future tours and stuff. But you gotta do, they do multiple dates. You do one show, that is, it doesn't do nothing for you.
It's not gonna do nothing. I mean, unless you're hometown. Like if you sitting in Fayetteville, it's like, all right, boom, I'm come out, pop out with me, bam, you know what I'm saying? Cool, right?
Yeah. But
like you said, when it's the multiple, like get on a tour. Get these, you know what I'm saying, open up, you know what I'm saying? Get that knowledge. And then, you know what I'm saying, like I said, but again, don't be coming out to these little club shows paying $300, you know what I'm saying, to go, you know what I'm saying? Don't let Mr. J, you know what I'm saying, come out and be like, yo, you wanna rock with me? Give me $100. You know what I'm saying? Don't, I know he popular. You know what I'm saying? No, don't do it. Tell him Bishop. Say Bishop said no. Use the Bishop promo code on his ass. Like, nah, I got a promo code. Bishop be lying. You know what I'm saying? So give him the promo code. It's nothing he could do about it. It's like garlic to a vampire. Like, ah, you know what I'm saying? I got to let you perform for free.
Come on, man. They got to sell these tickets.
Right. I understand selling tickets and all that stuff. Yeah, sell the tickets. Sell the tickets. Give them the tickets.
Hey, I understand because after shows or whatever they used to call themselves, they used to shut up shop in the state. Paying $300 for a show, or you know, man, and you still got a few of these, you know, traveling circuses that come around here and they know they can snatch people up.
Exactly. Because they get the cash fresh off the karaoke machine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I could rap. You know what I'm saying? Little starter pistol and all them cats. You know what I'm saying? And you up there smoking Newports and just, you see that cat? Yeah. And just their whole performance. I'm just beat just playing behind them. The whole song is playing behind them. Yeah. Like, get off the stage. You didn't pay $300 for us to look at you. Google this that shit. You know what I'm saying? How long does this show run on, man? I feel like I feel like
we're about to hit the hour mark, so we're gonna have to wrap it up, man. Yeah, normally we go back. This has been so fun, man.
All right, man. Sure. I'm sorry, man. Like, sure. I know because Paul's
like, we would go longer, man. We would go longer, but I don't know if that camera he got over there gonna hold that hour mark, man. Last time he froze up on the music reviews last Saturday, so we might not make the hour mark.
Oh God! Throw him under the bus, my dude. Yeah.
Hey, yo, we don't play. Yeah, we don't lie around here, man. It's the honesty, yo. Everybody can go back and see it, man.
Yo, you ran out of minutes. He ran out of daytime minutes on his camera.
right on the last review, it froze up. He was just standing. It was just screen froze up.
Oh man, yo. Hey yo, I know we gotta go, man. But can y'all please have me back, man? I'm enjoying myself, man.
We're definitely
gonna
have you back on, man.
Definitely.
Oh shoot, yo, man, I like that show. Hey yo, y'all give y'all shout outs.
Shouts out to you, man.
There it is. That's what I like. That's what I like. Hey yo, man, my name is Bishop Omega. Those are my partners. Hold on. Right there. Those are my partners. These are my guys. I like those guys, okay? They put me on a big screen, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's my first time actually meeting Paul. And guess what? I think Paul's one of my cousins. You know what I'm saying? shout out to Paul with the Kango Lord or whatever, smoking Newports. He's still the only cat to still smoke Newports. It's crazy.
Newports, but
Paul, don't mess the joke up with the truth. Like, you know what I'm saying? You smoke Newports.
A lot of people. I smoke Newports.
No, you don't have to.
And the caddies. Not the shorts.
Not the shorts. Paul, be up there. Let me play Jordan. Oh, man.
Well, we appreciate you, man. We about to wrap it up. So hit this hour mark, man. And we're definitely going to have you back on. We're going to look at the schedule and see what other day we can get you. We also got Saturdays, too, so just let me know.
Let me know whenever y'all ready, man. I'm here, man. Hey, yo, I appreciate that, y'all. Y'all stay safe and also stay dangerous, man. All
right. Have a nice night, man.
All right. Peace. All right.
Peace. Well, there was another one live for Vietnam. That was very entertaining, man. We're going to get a lot of good clips out of the AI on that one, man. lot of funny clips gonna come out of that one. I couldn't stop laughing, man.
Another one in the can.
And another one that basically said, I am honorary black as a, who was it my man said that time? Yeah, I didn't know he actually had a show with Kazi too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I actually interviewed on there a few years ago. Right as they were ending, wrapping it up. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I remember when I booked the Flip Mode show, it was Rampage and Digger. And I opened up with this other cat, Michael Martin, Poppy Showoff, and my man Venom Ali, who came by the other day, stopped by. And one of the cats got upset because they ain't getting no solo. So then after that, I was like, well, no more Fayetteville artists is going to be opened up for my shows. And then that's when I was like, Kazi, here you go. And had Kazi come down, you know. It was actually a really, really, I thought one of my most memorable moments, man. I felt like people in the city started really recognizing the hard work I put in, you know what I'm saying, at a time went from being, I mean, there wasn't too many guys that were rappers in the city that were actually booking shows for artists at that time, you know, so, and then that show, that came to be a shady business, you know. Once we started getting to the bigger the events, the more shady it could possibly get.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot. I did maybe like a couple shows when the Prince Charles was open. I did a couple at the AIT, and I tried to do a lot of basically stuff outside the town because it seemed like, you know, you get a little bit of motion, you get a little bit of things here and there, but the radio stations were really kind of sucking the energy out at that time.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up with some shout outs, man. We got like 4 minutes left before it hits the hour mark.
Yeah, man. Of course, you know, shout out to you. Shout out to Bishop Omega. Shout out to Jesse. you know what I mean? His straight No Chaser podcast.
I actually want to have him on here. I've been thinking about, like, we need to have him on here soon.
I think so. I think we need to kind of see if we can have a discussion or whatever. You know, he kind of has some things to say about things that were going on. So, you know, shout out to him.
Okay.
Also, shout out to, we just got a new post up on, up on the website, the artist. Just go check the artist on the blog. You can go check that out there. New post up on the Underground Experience blog. Of course,
that's what's up. Know,
we got the we got the Empire Dark Ages that's streaming right now. We got it up on YouTube. We'll probably be putting it up on other probably putting it on like Bandcamp or something like that to get more physical copies. Certain things didn't translate to TuneCore. So we'll have that up too. And of course, we got the Underground Experience movie, still working on it, plugging away. We'll probably have another different funder up and going in the next month or so. Just trying to get that funded.
So, well, first there was...
coming, man.
First there was six, then it was five, then it was four, then it was three, then it was two. So shouts out to you for showing up and hanging in there with me, man, this whole time. Shouts out to Bishop Omega. That was definitely like one of the more entertaining interviews. He's right. Some have been a little dull and boring, and this one was definitely more entertaining. Please go check out a Paul Pickett podcast. Numbers are going through the roof. We got a new ad running that's actually getting a lot of engagement, which I'm going to start schooling cats on how to run that ad on YouTube. And we just did a new interview with Howard H.D. Davis, who's one of the BKFC veterans and who's sponsored by Shaq. So hopefully when we tag Shaq in it, Shaq can share the post or something. Like, comment, share or something. You know you'll get a screenshot if he does on Facebook. I know that much.
No doubt.
Well, appreciate anybody that's tuned in, that watches, likes, comments, shares. And tomorrow, 7 5 p.m. Eastern. We'll be doing music reviews. And hopefully we got next week. Who we got next week? We got Cooley. Is it Cooley High? Cooley High, I think.
No, Cooley High is next month. Next week we have
Who do we got next week?
Mr. Servon.
Mr. Servon for No Limit next week. Up, I gotta do my research. This is gonna be interesting. This is gonna be interesting.
I'm gonna go ahead and try to get him to get that video out so we can go ahead and publicize that.
That's what's up. Video. Well, appreciate y'all tuning in. Peace, and we out.